From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. A 6.9 earthquake has hit off the coast of Vanuatu. The Pacific Tsunami Warning Center said there is a possibility of tsunamis, but no warning has yet been issued. There was no immediate reports of any damage. Vanuatu is northeast of Australia. Syrian officials say the army found a mass grave on the northeastern edge of Palmyra after it recaptured the ancient city from the Islamic State last month. At least 40 bodies were found, including women and children. Syrian government forces backed by heavy Russian air support drove the militants out of Palmyra late last month. Flights are set to resume on a limited basis today at the airport in Brussels, where suicide bombers carried out a deadly attack. That was nearly 2 weeks ago. Airport Chief Executive Arnaud Fayce has announced temporary repair work, as well as security procedures that will be used as the airport returns to full operation.
In this construction, first 4 lanes, then 8 lanes are installed with metal detectors and X-ray screening equipment to screen all passengers and their luggage. 800 passengers per hour can pass through these lanes.
3 Belgian airline flights will leave from the airport later today. Airport is calling them symbolic flights, with more to be added in the coming days. Niger's President Mahamadou Issoufou has been sworn in for another 5-year term after a controversial election boycotted by the opposition. Issoufou took the oath of office in front of a number of African leaders. He promised Niger will remain involved in the fight against Islamist militants. Get more at voanews.com.